I would prefer that you take this journey during a cooler time of the year. But since Rajni can only travel during school holidays, you will need to go to India in July, August. Book your tickets and hotels quickly. I know my last trip to India was over 20 years ago, but the last-minute bookings were very expensive.
Rajni was not built for fainting spells. Moments after Anil told her about the girlfriend, she considered pretending to faint, but she knew she'd throw her arms out at the last minute to break the fall. Nobody took a woman seriously if she staged her own collapses. A feigned faint. Ha ha. So she stared at Anil as simple mathematical sums populated her mind. 36 minus 18 equals 18. The girlfriend was 18 years older than Anil. 36 divided by 18 equals 2. The girlfriend was exactly twice Anil's age. 43 minus 36 equals 7. The girlfriend was only 7 years younger than Rajni herself. This last fact made her lightheaded. The overpowering smell of half-eaten fish wasn't helping. For dinner, she had baked 3 pieces of salmon because omega-3s were supposed to make everybody live to 100. This girlfriend of Anil's, did she know about the nutritional benefits of omega-3s? Probably not. "Mum, come on," said Anil. All Rajni could do was shake her head. No, no, no. Tonight was supposed to be special. Their last dinner together before she went off to India. If Anil had chosen this occasion to tell them about his girlfriend, then she was supposed to be, well, a girl. Somebody who called her Mrs. Chada and whose parents regarded Anil with a reasonable amount of suspicion until he won them over with good manners and clean fingernails. Anil turned to Kabir. "Dad," he said in a slightly desperate way that made it clear to Rajni that they had already discussed this matter without her. Guilt rippled across Kabir's expression. He stole a glance at Rajni. "You knew about this?" Rajni asked Kabir. "For how long?" Kabir had thin lips, which almost vanished when he was unhappy. "He came to me this morning," he said. "You were packing for your trip, and I didn't want to disturb you." Dinner time minus morning equals a whole day. Rajni fixed Kabir with the kind of stare usually reserved for naughty students called into her office. "And how do you feel about this? Care to share your opinion?" "Obviously, I'm concerned. But Anil is old enough now to make his own decisions."
"Concerned?
Concerned is how you feel about old Mrs. Willis next door when she's struggling to put her bins out. This is our son, Kabir. He finished 6th form mere weeks ago, and now he tells us he wants to move in with a woman twice his age?" Where did Anil even meet a 36-year-old? A horrifying thought struck her. "She wasn't a teacher of yours, was she?"
"God, no," Anil said.
Rajni let out a sigh. Thank goodness. She had always worried about Cass Finchley, a music teacher who swayed too suggestively on the edge of the dance floor while chaperoning school formals. Kabir cleared his throat.
"Anil, your mother and I just know you have a bright future ahead of you. We don't want you squandering it on some fling."
"It's not a fling," Anil said. "We're serious about each other."
"I'm sure you feel that way now, but there will be problems, son."
Rajni used to find it touching when Kabir called Anil son. It was old-fashioned and charming, and it brought a rush of warmth to her heart.
Now he said the word like he was losing grip on its meaning.
There's nothing we can't work out, innit?
Anil said.
Nothing?
Rajni echoed.
Anil shrugged.
We've got the same cultural background. We get each other. People are always saying that's the main thing.
You're from completely different generations. She's a grown woman. You're a boy. You might as well be from different planets.